Good day, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Cross-Eyed Ned's Word on the Line. And today I wanted to look at, just to make mention, a real quick announcement. We've kind of been on and off schedule just a little bit with all the Bible conferences that I've been participating in. And if you'd like to check any of those out, you can go to crosseyedned.com. They should be there. For sure, the video on my YouTube page, the first page of my website, and I think all the audios are there on my website as well. But I just want to make mention of that. But today I want to just talk about Lectio Divina. And when we think about that, we may have a concept about it, and our concept may be, oh, well, that's a Catholic thing, or this or that. And I just wanted to like mention a couple things concerning it. And this is actually from the Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia. And I looked at several different websites, and it basically says the same thing. But it's Latin for divine reading, and it's the traditional Benedictine practice of scriptural reading, meditation, and prayer. And the thing is, it basically gives you four steps on a method on approaching the scriptures. Now, that the method on approaching the scriptures is not an intellectual one, and that's what they wanted to get across. Of course, I have read some websites, and they take it to a mystical level, and that's not what I'm talking about. That's not where I'm taking it, because I will present to you my own Lectio Divina. Right, Cross-Eyed Ned's Lectio Divina, right? And but basically, the thing the way I look at it is this: it is that until God makes known His mind according to the Scriptures, His mind concerning the Scriptures, then man approaches the Scriptures with his own mind, his own thoughts, and his own reasoning, which is all below, and it is all darkness. And I'm one who came from charismania and swung all the way to academia, all right? And so please understand, I'm not tossing any out of the boat, because I know that the Spirit of God can use whatever, whenever, however He wants to direct our heart unto Christ, okay? But I will say this, when reading the scriptures, the first impression is that we begin learning in an academic way. And we can put things together in an academic way as well. And that's basically how the majority of us approach the scriptures every time. We figure it out, we want to figure it out, we want to discover what's there. And very simply put, Christ is the one to discover in the scriptures. And so, also, even looking at the Apostle Paul before he was born again, listen, before he was born again, before Christ was revealed in his heart of God the Father, the Apostle Paul was Saul of Tarsus, and he had a great understanding of the scriptures, of the law of the fathers. Unfortunately, that was according to the mind of man, because he wreaked havoc upon the church, and we know that. He persecuted the church. But thank God, the Lord had mercy upon him, and he was born again, and then Christ was revealed in his heart, and from that moment onward, he declared Christ from the scriptures. He knew the purpose of the scriptures. And I'll just go ahead and read this. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 15, starting with verse 3. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received. He received it himself. And this is what he declares to the churches, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. Remember, the difference with this brother was that he was now born again and Christ was revealed in his heart. And he continued in that very same revealing of the Son. And then so it goes on how he saw the Lord and how others saw the Lord. So basically coming from the academia of man, or I'll just put it this way, coming from the mind of man unto the mind of God. Now, I will say this, the Apostle Paul also said, we have the mind of Christ. And I believe this is every single born-again believer. The question is, what mind is our heart submitted unto? Is our heart submitted unto the mind of Christ? Or is our heart submitted unto the mind of man, the mind of humanity? So, back to Lectio Divina. This is my Lectio Divina, if you will, cross-eyed Ned's Lectio Divina. And this is just kind of my study approach that I've shared in different Bible classes concerning studying the Bible. And basically the approach before, while, during, and after reading the scriptures. So first thing is pray and confess our impotence. This is even before you even open the Bible. You might as well get it out and say, Lord, except you open my eyes, I remain blind to the one you show in the scriptures. I am powerless to see this one whom you present. Now remember this, Jesus said, they are they that testify of me. Now either Jesus is the truth, which he is, or he's a liar, which he is not. So if Jesus says that the scriptures testify of him, then brothers and sisters, the scriptures are the testimony of Jesus Christ. Now it is a miracle of God to see this testimony in the scriptures. Why do I say that? Remember, Saul of Tarsus had the scriptures and he persecuted the church. Thank God, God had mercy upon him, brought him to new birth, and revealed his Son in his soul, in his heart. And from that moment onward, the apostle declared the one who had been revealed in his heart according to the scriptures. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. So, and even before opening the Bible to read or look at a passage, it's good to pray and confess our impotence, our inability, and our ignorance. Then number two is just read. Read, study. If something gets your attention, that's where the search is, and just kind of search. And just read. Just reading the scriptures. You've got to read the scriptures. If you're born again, there should be a desire to read the Bible that there wasn't there before. I know there was with me. I wanted to read. I never wanted to read before. Okay? And so that's number two, just reading. Number three, yielding. Yielding to the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth, the one who leads, the one who guides into and unto all truth who Christ himself is. The Holy Spirit is faithful to direct the full attention of our heart and place it upon Christ himself. Remember Jesus said, they are they that testify of me. So be yielding to the leading of the Holy Spirit. We can be searching, reading and searching in one place, and the Spirit of the Lord may get our attention just from our reading or from our searching over here. And just know that the Spirit of truth desires to show the truth who Christ is. All right? So that's number three, be yielding to the work of the Holy Spirit, who is the teacher, Jesus said. All right, number four, I simply have wait. Wait. In the reading, while you're reading and yielding to the leading of our teacher, the Holy Spirit, then just wait and relax. And know that the Holy Spirit is doing everything possible, preparing the ground of our heart for one expected end, to direct the full attention of our heart and place it on the eternal object who Christ himself is. so we can wait in expectation to behold this very one who is present in the scripture as the testimony. And so I have to take it a step further. In seeing the one who is present in the testimony, we should yet once again yield our heart to the Holy Spirit, that he would take now the testimony of Christ, seeing Christ in the scriptures, use that testimony to prepare the ground of our heart, that our heart may turn to behold the substance, the person of whom the testimony speaks, Christ himself. So that's my Lectio Divina, cross-eyed Ned's Lectio Divina. Pray, read, yield, and wait. And unless the Lord changes it, that's probably just going to stay like that. But it's a good way to approach the scripture. It's a good way to read the scripture. It's a good way to study the scriptures. So I'll end for this sharing, for this message this time, this podcast. Lord bless. And remember, if you want any more, you can go to my website, crossidened.com. It should be down there somewhere else. Down there, bottom right-hand side. And Lord bless you guys. Have a good day. Once again, please remember, present everything you hear, everything you see, everything you even hear concerning the scripture, you read concerning the scripture, present it to the Holy Spirit, because he is the teacher and he teaches Christ. Amen. That he would do what he desires to do in our heart. Amen. Lord bless you guys. We'll see you next time.